And the Rosh and Yigim Bey is at the top. Reni Nozer Kishiyeli Ben Benozer Kibalov Naziris Benoi Tchilo, and then Hisklamane Shaloi Ula Yishlam Ushloshim Yoim Kadam Shiyeli Ben. He says it's worth a try. And Achachner Leben Kadem Sheishomu. So what does he do? Simenicha Shaloi Umane Shal Benoi Kibim Shekibol Naziris Benoi Tchila Miyad Kishner Leben Tzorech Lohaniach Shaloi Belinus Eshal Benoi V'chakach Yashlim Eshaloi. Okay, Zat Rosh V'naf Gemina B'hafsak Zoi Shinimagalekim Pamachas. He goes only there once. Nimhoy Megalek al Shabanoi. If he would do a Giluach at the end of the 30 days of his for his son, Hitzark Limnois Lamed Leniziroi Sov, he would have to do another 30 for his own Naziris. Dein Taglachas Pachas Melamajor. Lo Shach Lemisli Bachakach Mashle Meshaloi. It's not called being mashlim. Dainzu ashlam, even the tzarich limnos lamadim mishalem. It has to do the whole 30 days. Okay. So abim hoye mashlim shaloi beloy avsoka. V'hakach hoye moina es shabanoi hoye tzarich beiz taglochos. And if the halacha would be, you wouldn't be mafsik, he would complete the naziris he's doing right now, do a taglachas, and then start the one shalbanoi and do a second taglachas. Well, hashem, maybe I'll taglachas achas, shnei karbonis. What he does now is he is a mashlim the shaloi afterwards, so. It's a kiyum of two nedarim that he made, and he will bring two sets of karbonos, but only one taglachas. Nearly, the Rav Damar Nitav Yom Gidol Sar Ein Soiser. That if the person became Tomei on day 30 before he was Megaleach, so is Eino Soiser, because the Maisi had 30 full days. Or 30, well, Mesiam Kikula counts as if he had 30 full days, even though he wasn't. Didn't mean the Kerman yet. Asher the Megaleach al Shalbanoi V'ahakach Moin Olam al Nazirusoi V'ahai the Korile Hashlomo V'yishim Nitma Acher Shashomo Halamed Shaloi En Asoister Kimashen Moin Me'oz V'hola El Gidol Sar. So Rob is going to case of Yom Gidol Sar, which means he has to keep 30 days because there's no taglachas less than 30 days. So he doesn't, he regards to his neder, he fulfilled his neder with X amount of days. But there's a practical problem that he cannot be mekayem a din of taglachas unless he has 30 days. So in that situation, Rav says, in the B'yom Gidol Sar, it's not soser. Even though normally Rav would agree in a case a person made a neder of 30 days, it is some Maziris, and it's day 30 now, then it would be soser. But if it's only he's only keeping these 30 days because there's a din of antaklachas pachas milamid yoim, then it's not soyser. So Zakhtar Rosh. So according to Rav, that which a person is noyig, this nazir is of, to, because ain't taklach possible milam yoim, it's not a kiyum of the din of the nazirus anymore. It's a din of ain't taklach possible milam yoim, which means practically he has to be, he can't be mitam lamesim and drink wine because he didn't cut his hair yet. But so a person became a nazir, and then in the middle of his naziris, he became a mitzvah. So lach is a mitzvah, has to go through a tara process, and he has to cut his hair for the tara process. So he did the 20 days before he became a mitzvah, and then he went through the tara process of mitzvah, and he can't be Megaleach as a Nozer yet, because he's only kept a few days after the Tzaras was taken care of, and since his last haircut, so it's not 30 days. So he has to keep it on the 30 days, not because it's such the days before were not, there wasn't a steer on them. So after 10 days, or if you hold the days during the Tzaras counts, so after the 8 days, whatever the number is, right? So he needs 2 more days. So after 2 days, his neder of Naziris is finished. Practically, he can't bring a korban until 30 days because so he's keeping 2 more days after the tzilachot of the tzaras. So he did 28 before, 2 after. He has 30 days of his neder, but he can't cut his hair until 30 days later, or 28 days later. So Rav looks at that as that's not a nazir, is that just a din in the Gidl Sar. So Zotar Rosh, that according to him, the fact that you got a haircut in the middle, actually Megalech Shal Benoi, what the Kretan do is to cut, get a haircut for that Shal Benoi, Rachat Meir Lamed on the Zirusa. Okay. So, if so, he's keeping it 30 days. What do you mean, Masha Meshaloi? So I can say Masha Meshaloi means the following. Right, currently, Ashlomo, the Fishim Nitma Akhar Shashomu Halamed Shaloi. So, Mitzad, the Kiyam of the Netter, Rav is saying very clearly you can split up the Kiyam of the Netter, even though you got a haircut in the middle. So I can say he did it 15 days before and then 15 days afterwards. He has to wait 30 days from after that taglacha till he does his process of tahara. Not tahara. Of seif naziris, because you can't have a taglacha pachas with lamed yoim. But the hashlama of the neder is completed in the 15 days into that 30 days. What's an afkamina? The lach is when a person becomes tamei, tumas mace. So the pasuk says, that he loses the days that he counted until then. Not in this case, if he became tomei on day 20, mitzad the hashlama of his neder, he was mashlam his neder. He has a new problem that he's tomei, so he has to go through the tar process, whichever there's no din of a haircut. And then after he's retired himself, he'll finish off the time he needs for the 30 days, and bring his karbonos.
Does everyone agree to that? That, in other words, after you've done your days, but you know before the galachas and the karbonos, if you were a tamei, then you don't have to have a recount.
Well, normally that case doesn't exist. because he's keeping the days of his Naziris because of his neder.
Yeah.
Right. This is the only case you have where he's keeping the 30 days, not because of the neder. He's keeping the 30 days because of the din. But he completed his neder earlier.
But if you have somebody who's just, you know, delayed, you know, they say, well, gee, you know.
Yeah. So you're right. Correct. That case. It's not so. Sir.
Okay. Everyone agrees. It's
I think that case. Everybody should agree. Yeah.
Okay.
The chiddush over here is that you can interrupt. According to Rabbi, you can interrupt and call it hashlama, and that which you're continuing to be nagging naziris because it's Allah, you must be nagging the naziris because you're techlas b'lav yom, doesn't give it a din of naziris. The gabi your netter. So we say, well, we could have argued, which we'll going to see in a second, Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish. No. Shmuel argues on Rav. Shmuel says it is Saiser.
Which it's Osir if he has to start the Naziris of his ben.
So, well, no, he, but, well, let me let's finish our round. We'll get the okay. By the Kurdish, some of the fish in Nitma, Akar, Shashama, Lamachal, Enosar, Kiman, Shannon, Moina, Meoz, Mahola, Elegidal Sar. He's once the Hashlam of the time is done, so all he's doing is keeping out the lock of Gidal Sar.
It's behind the Korilo Shlomo.
Okay. When Afkimine behalf Hachab Soka to circle Hashtim Yosu of Ez Nizibi Yos, Credidal Sar. So it comes out that he's knowing the Naziris of the sun in the middle. He cuts the hair, and then he has to be mashlim plus more because of Gidol Sar. Void nafkamino. The Reish Lakish, he puts in the bracket of the Reish Lakish, to Omar Nitma Bishel Benoi. And it says to Eshaloi, so now there's another Machlokes, which more brings on Samach, on Yudalam and Aleph, the Rabbis on Yudalam and Beis. In the following scenario, if he's Nitma Bimei Benoi, so there's a din of Yamar Rishonim Yiplu. So normal scenario: person with Kabbalah Naziris and 30 days, and day 20 becomes Tomei. So he has to do the Tara process and start all over again. This person was knowing 20 days of Naziris before his son was born. Now he puts his own Naziris aside and he starts the Naziris for his son. Now on day 20 he's Nitma Tumas Meis. So it's been 40 days since he started his own Naziris, and his own Naziris is on hold. Now he became Tomei, so the Naziris for the son he for sure loses. He has to start over again. But does he have to be Mashal? Does he lose his original Naziris as well, because he never completed it? In the middle of his Naziris he became Tomei. And what he will have to do is he becomes retire himself, starts over the Naziris of the son, and then he's Megalech Mis Karbonis. Then he has to, he was also lost his first, so he has to do 30 days again for his first Naziris. Or do we say that was on hold? He wasn't being Noeg Naziris on that part, so it wasn't Nistar either. So he'll finish the Naziris for the son, and then be Mashal Meshaloi.
Do another whole Naziris,
right? Correct. So he'll do another whole nazirus. But when he finishes that, he doesn't need to do another whole nazirus again for his first nazirus. He just finishes off. So now, nafkin the reshagos number nitpim b'shal benoy in a seser esheloy. The mona esrim. He had counted 20 days of his own. Now he's nitma for the son. And he became tummy within the first 10 days of the son. So he hasn't completed 30 days for his own either, in a certain sense. So do we look at this as, and that's an area Reish Lakish should agree that it is Soyser his original, because his original Zeris, he didn't know 30 days yet. We say, no, his Zeris right now is totally on hold. Just upset, it's being Soyser in the middle of his 30 days. He doesn't have 30, in the middle of his Zeris, he doesn't have the Zeris, he's not being there than the Zeris right now. So, is that the rush? In that case, and it says to Ella, the Zeris Benoit. But if we say that the law is okay, so let's say what the Rosh is trying to explain. So at the end of the day, this person keeps 60 days. Our mission, the person keeps 60 days. So he does 20 plus 30 plus 10. So what's the nafkamina whether we call it 30 and 30 or 20, 30, 10? That's the Rosh is trying to explain. If at the end of the day you're only going to be giving one set of kabbalas at the end for 60 days worth, so there's no practical nafkamina seemingly whether you call it 30 for the original one and 30 for the son, or you call it 20 plus 30 plus 10. So it's like the Rosh, according to Reish Lakish, there's a nafkamina because he's nitma on day 27. So if you say it's called 20, 30, 10, so day 27 has nothing to do with the original 20. It's the middle of the 30 of the sun. So it starts with the 30 of the sun, but it doesn't affect the 10 that he needs for his first Aziris. If you say, however, that we look at his 30-30, so on day 27 of his first Aziris, he became Tomei. So it starts as Shaloi.
I'm sorry, if you say it's 30 and 30, then...
If it's 30 and 30, so day 27 was he's being like his first Aziris still.
Right.
So it's Soyser that he would be Matar himself, which the 7 days, and cut off his hair from the Bimei Tumah and then start over again. So let's say, for argument's sake, he came day 27, it takes him 7 days to become a Torah. So day 35, he finishes the process, and he's now annoying 30 days for that. So now it's day 65, and then he starts Shabbanoi, right, till 95.
What?
27 plus 8, we'll call it, 35, plus 30, plus 30. So it's 95. What he's been doing now was that 20, that he did 7 days, not day 27, day 35. Okay, is he starts his Naziris for his son over again, 65, and then he does 10 more, and he does 75 at the end. So the nafkamina whether we call these 60 days is 30-30 or 20-30-10 is a big nafkamina.
From 75 to 95, he can't bring the over there.
The Rosh is going back on his original assumption that he keeps 30 days as one long period, and then he brings two sets of components. Mm-hmm. So in this situation, he'll do that on day 75.
He won't bring the korban at the end of his
day 65.
At the end of his son's period, so defer those in order to mash him up with the
korban. Right, so he's mashed him 10 days, and so day 75, it's been 40 days since he's got a haircut, so he's no problem getting a haircut now.
Yes.
How did he get?
75 and the 95.
The Rosh is saying that the Mishnah says we count as in our example 20 days, 30 days, 10 days. It means he's been in Israel 60 days, right?
Yes.
And then at the end of at 60 days, he brings two sets of karbonos. That's the Rosh. That's how we do. We don't say 20 days, 30 days, haircut, and then 10 more days. You can't do. You have to do 30 days. Right? So he would end up doing 20 plus 30 plus 30, which is 80. We say, no, don't do 80. Do 20, 30, and 10, and then bring two sets of karbonos. And get your haircut. But Zatu Rosh, if you keep it 30 days, so who cares what you call it? Let's say you call it, why don't they say he interrupts his first Naziris? Say he did day 1 to day 30 is for his first Naziris, and day 31 to 60 is for the son. And he brings two sets of karbonos. Zatu Rosh, the nafkin is in Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, if a person became Tomei, in our example, on day 27, so he did 20 days, his son was born. Now he's doing. He started his naziris for his son, and day 27 he became tamei. So the day for the naziris for the son, for the naziris for the son, he was soiser. Okay, so he has to do the entire process, which takes 8 days for argument's sake. Right. So now on day 35, he finishes his tumah, cuts his hair, meets out the tumah, and starts over again 30 days. So day 35, he starts doing 30 days. That finishes on day 65. Now what happens? What does he got to do now? Well, Karnavish Lakish, he wasn't such his first count. So the 20 days he had before, he didn't lose. So he only needs 10 more days. So he does 10 more days, day 75. He brings his karbonos, two sets of karbonos. But let's say you learn it's 30-30, not 20-30-10. So day 27, he was sorry, sir, his 27 days. Because it's the middle of first Naziris. So he's retired himself at day 35. He has to start. He has two Naziris he has to fulfill. He hasn't started his son at all, and he has to redo his 30 of his own. So he needs 60 more days. So 35 plus 60 is 95. Okay. The Rish Lakish Darmer Nitme Mishal Benoy En Esayser Reshaloi Dimone Esrim Vehifzik Vehizchol Limlis Es Benoy Venitme Seich Asar Yamin En Esayser Ela Naziris Benoy. But he would end up losing everything that he counted until now, and he'd have to, after his tahar, he'd have to do, he has two naziris in total that he needs to do. Now the Rabbi Yochan Darmer Soiser is a call. The Rabbi Yochan, it's Soiser his own as well. So either way, he has 60 days left to do after this tahara process. He's matar himself. So what's a nafkamina? Nafkamina di mana esrim nizirusai v'hifzik mana esrim l'shabanoi v'nitma soiser ako v'lohoy mash m'shaloi t'chilo lohoy soiser kiyam asar yamin. See if, again, we're contrasting the saying, what's up if you call it 30 and 30, or you call it 20, 30, 10. And then you bring two sets of components, either way. So it's enough means what happens if he did 20, his son was born, he did 20, and now he became Tommy. So if you look at his 30-30, he finishes first Naziris. So he's only Soiser his second Naziris. But if you look at his 20-30-10, you lose both. Because he's still in the middle of his first Naziris, and he's also he started being the second Naziris, and now he became Tommy, he's Soiser to both of them. But if you look at his 30-30, he's only Soiser the second one.
Somebody was a Nazir. Somebody was a Nazir. And the period between when they finish. And the period they bring up from another, come tell me in that period of time, it's not, it doesn't mean they have to start again.
Correct. Correct. Okay. So you follow? What? Okay, so let's look at more. Boy Rava. Amar Harani Nozalachar Esrim Yom. See, it was Makabal and Naziris that should start, 30 Naziris, which should start in 20 days from now. Umeachshav Me'ah Yom. And he also was Makabal another Naziris of 100 days, which should start immediately. Now, in Rebbe Yochanan holds the case where Rebbe Yochanan holds, the Mishnah says you do 20, 30, 10, 60 days, but 20, 30, 10. It became Tamei Milah in those 30 days. So it's the 30 days for the son. 20 for of his own, 30 for the son, and 10 more for his own. During those 30 days for the son, he becomes Tamei. So Shlokesh says it only affects the Naziris for the son. It doesn't affect the other Naziris. Rehman says it affects both. So he starts for both of them, because he's in the middle of the Naziris of both of them. He's 20 and 10. Right now, they in one of those days in the middle, is he's in the middle of two Naziris. So it starts for both. But let's say you would have looked at it as 30 and 30. These 60 days, you look at it, he does 30 on his own, and then he sets the 30 for the son. Then he becomes Tomei on day 40 of this whole thing. 20 for himself, and then 20 days after the son was born, he becomes Tomei. So it was 30, 30, he finished the first Naziris. He only has one Naziris right now. So he only has to redo one Naziris. So in our scenario, he becomes Tomei on day 40 of this process. He needs, the entire process takes him 7 days, 8 days, so it's day 48. Now he needs 30 more days for a total of 78. If you look at it as 30-30. If you look at it as 20-30-10, according to Rebbe Yochanan, so he has he needs 108 days, 20 plus 20 plus 8, till he comes to her. Now it's day 48, he needs two Naziris, he has to redo 60 days. So it's a total of 108 days as opposed to 78 days. Now, the Rosh says that Me'achshav means he didn't say that he's starting the Naziris now. He says, means Me'achshav means as opposed to a Kabbalah, which I said, but Dafka can start in 20 days from now. I'm going to say this one can start whenever, including now. So what's the halacha? Mahu kima the halein meya beestrin lo shalmin lo chaylet. Adilma kima the islay gidul sar lebesoyv chaylet. So do you say the fact that he can't start as 100 right now, because 20 days from now, his first Kabbalah is going to interrupt, because he was Mekabel that first. So even if he starts the second Naziris now, which comes day 20, his first Kabbalah is going to take effect and interrupt. So he cannot be Mekayim. He can't start his 100 days until after he does the first Naziris, which starts in 20 days, then 30 days, and then after that's over, he'll start his Naziris of 100. So that's one side. One sad.
Why, I don't understand, why can't, when you just saw it, maybe there's an answer, but the because you can be mafsik.
That's why it's here in our Mishnah, right? Or Dilma, do you say that no, that's not a problem because you see from our Mishnah that we can tolerate a hafsaka in the middle of our naziris. The only issue is we need that he should have enough hair to cut. We'll get that. So kibbutz hagidul sar lebasoif chaylin. So he'll do 20 days, 30 days, 70 days, and do his haircut. The Gemara says Tibor Le Nazir is Muetis. Why are you asking me a case of 100? You can ask that same shot of a 30 and 30. So you're right. It's like we're nesting two shilas into one. You're right. Our first shila really is a case of a 30 and 30, what the loch is. So they're saying that I can make an argument even if I don't accept a 30 and a 30 to work, let it work, but I do accept 100 and a 30 to let it work. How so? In Tim Slomer, Nazirus Muetis, even if you'll tell me, but in case of Nazirus Muetis, Kima the Sir Yoiman, who the Yisarin, he's only leaving himself over 10 days. L'sholok lei halon asara, so that those 10 days are not valid naziris. So you can't be knowing 20 and then 30 and then 10, because 10 is a naziris. You need 30 days. That's if you're talking about a case of 30. But Vade Nozim Yoim, can they say Tamlin Yoim in the Besoip? He has 80 days at the end. Sulkinly. Oh, look. Okay. So, if you say that over here, let him do 20, do 30, and now he has 80 left. Well, that's a valid mitzvah. Is neder, we see mitzvah the mishnah mitzvah kima neder. You can split it. Mitzvah dini naziris. It's not called the hashlum of a naziris, maybe because you're only doing 10 days, and that's not a nazir. It has to be 30 days. The gittel sar maybe is tanai and hilchas shame mimakayim and neder as a nazir. But over here you're doing 80 days. So you're definitely Mekayim HaNeder as a Nozer. And besides your Kiyam HaNeder, I don't mind splitting it. So that's why the 80 days is a Shiloh beyond the 30. But we're saying that we're clearing a Shiloh that means that the 30 could be, it's not called, you can't call that a Kiyam of a Hashlama if you only leave yourself 10 days worth. Ah, you have to stream with the Mishnah, so we'll see in the... See that in the...